USA News. I'm John Schaefer. More than 1,000 lives have been lost and hundreds are injured in the aftermath of an earthquake that rocked Morocco, according to the BBC's Charlotte Winfield.
There's reports that buildings in Marrakesh's old city have been destroyed, and one family was trapped in the rubble of a collapsed house.
The nation's interior ministry revised the death toll Saturday following the 6.8 magnitude tremor that struck on Friday night. This has been the strongest earthquake to hit the North African country in over 100 years. Nancy Pelosi, the former House Speaker, has announced she's running for re-election. The California Democrat made her official statement on Friday, confirming her intent to seek another term in 2024. This decision follows Pelosi's choice last year to relinquish her role as the head of the House Democratic Caucus. She made history as the first female speaker. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito is rejecting Senate Democrats' demands for his recusal for an upcoming Supreme Court case, deeming it invalid. The request stemmed from his interview with a lawyer involved in the case. Alito stated unequivocally that there's no valid reason for him to recuse himself. This incident is part of a broader criticism regarding the court's lack of an ethics code. The Biden administration overstepped its authority to censor COVID-19 content, according to a ruling by the U.S. Court of Appeals.
In Friday's 75-page ruling, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans said the Biden administration ran afoul of the First Amendment in trying to pressure social media platforms over controversial content. It stated that the president, CDC, FBI, and Surgeon General cannot coerce the companies to remove content that it deems problematic. The ruling comes after a lawsuit filed in Louisiana accused the Biden administration of threatening Twitter and Facebook with antitrust lawsuits or changes to federal law that protect their liability and the silencing of conservative voices. The administration has 10 days to seek a review by the Supreme Court. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Reality TV star Kim Kardashian, who is of Armenian descent, has written an op-ed in Rolling Stone appealing to President Biden to prevent a potential Armenian genocide. She's urging the Biden administration to act swiftly, calling for sanctions and secession of foreign aid to Azerbaijan, which she alleges is employing starvation as a weapon against Armenians. Zach Bryan is not having a good run with police in Oklahoma.
Country singer Zach Bryan arrested Thursday night in Oklahoma after being argumentative with an Oklahoma highway patrolman after his security guy got pulled over.
Sir, I didn't do anything wrong.
Well, yeah, you did. I asked you to leave and get back in your truck, and you said you weren't going to do it.
This is the second time this happened to me in 3 days, actually. Well, it's just cops have just been, like, way too brutal on me.
Brian posted an apology video on his verified account on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, where he apologized for the incident. I'm Corey Myers.
Linda Chen thought she had just won a brand new Mercedes after hitting a hole-in-one at a charity golf tournament. Instead, she was denied the prize and filed a lawsuit in response. Chen is suing several groups involved in organizing, advertising, and sponsoring the tournament for a breach of contract after the prize for hitting a hole-in-one was withheld from her. But the defendants have argued that Chen, a former professional golfer, wasn't eligible to win the car since the tournament's rules that she signed stated that only amateurs were qualified for the event. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Freshness made easy with the three small spaces.
Want continuous freshness that fights odors with no batteries and no outlets? Try Febreze Small Spaces. Ah, but what's a small space? To answer that, we brought in our lawyer.
Small spaces include, but are not limited to, bathrooms, closets, laundry room, kid room, pet corners, man cave, she sheds, most nooks, and all crannies.
There you go. Febreze Small Spaces is the world's most convenient. Febreze Small Spaces is super convenient and never stops freshening for 45 days.
Mm-hmm.
Breathe happy Febreze, la 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 la.